you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Mark, who has come down with something, apparently. He was coughing last night a little bit, and coughing more today.
Yep, I'm French kissing the wrong people at the Talkers convention, I guess.
You think you were just up a little too long or something like that? Maybe weakened your immune system a little bit?
I'm of the opinion that when you go and shake a bunch of hands, as we did at the New Media Seminar for Talkers Magazine, that at some point you're going to come in contact with some nasty germs because,
you're shaking
hands of these disgusting hairless monkeys, and they carry all kinds of pathogens and... Yeah, that's the problem.
Very good, very good. Hey, Mark, I got a little bit of breaking news here. There's something that people need to know about. There are criminals out there. You need to be aware of people like this. Elm Grove, near Milwaukee, from the JS Online Journal Sentinel. Tom Ettinger knows the backyard fort he built for his children is bigger than a typical playhouse. I'm telling you, this man needs to spend hard time in prison for what he has done. Two stories, 22 feet tall.
Wow.
To the peak of its shingled roofs, the split-level stilt fort is hoisted into the air on four telephone poles and has windows.
That's a hell of a fort.
And vinyl siding that matches home. It spans about 232 square feet. The best part for Edginger's 8-year-old son, Jack, who loves spy mysteries, allegedly, is a sliding door that leads to a secret room.
Oh, that's fun.
The only mystery Jack may be unraveling soon is the location of his fort. And by the way, I was being a little facetious with calling these people criminals. I think they're fine. It's just a family that built a fort for their son.
I'll bet Jack really enjoyed that playhouse while he had it.
Does he not have it now? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, he still has it for now.
I see.
But if the city gets its way, the village, actually, in this case, not even a city. The village has ordered the Ettingers to take down the playhouse by August 31st or face, guess how much, Mark? Guess how much?
The fine?
Yeah, guess how much.
These are bureaucrats, and they don't mind tossing around the largest numbers.
Mm-hmm.
$20,000.
Oh, well, you know, it could happen, but it's a daily fine.
Oh,
so,
it's a daily fine, I see.
Yeah.
Daily, $500.
Oh, okay. You actually highballed them a little bit. $150 a day.
Well, it's by no means cheap.
No, certainly not.
It could be more than the mortgage payment on the house on which is the property it's built.
Yeah, $20,000, though. Let's see. Divided by 150. That's only 133 days to get to $20,000. It's not very long. And so $150 a day, the playhouse, which the village officials say amounts to an accessory structure like a shed that requires a permit to build. Even if Ettinger had obtained a permit, which he didn't, that's scofflaw. It's too tall and too large.
But it's not a shed, though. It's a playhouse.
But it's an accessory structure, Mark.
I see. Accessory structure.
Like a shed.
I see.
And it requires a permit. Because if you don't get a permit, this is what happens. Violent people come onto your property and start making demands.
Right. I wonder how dangerous this was for the community. How long has this accessory structure, this child's playhouse with a little secret room that sounds like lots of fun, with this child's playhouse been in existence? How long has it been there? I'll bet you months. And
maybe.
No one has been any the worse off.
I'm looking
except
at
perhaps some nosy little neighbors who just can't keep into their own business.
Well, there's not a whole lot of photos of it here, but I am looking at one of the pictures. And the property's very nice. It's a wooded lot. There are obviously trees around the...
A wooded lot? It's a large lot and...
Well, I mean, I can't say for sure how wooded it is, but from the angle the photo is being taken, this may be opened up to the front, at least to the road on the front side of the property, but at least the back side and one of the sides of the property is covered by trees.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean... Really, there couldn't be too much the neighbors would say about it.
It looks like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, it's lovely. It is a little two-story.
Well, it's two-story because it's on stilts. It's not really two-story.
No, there's a second story. There's like a little basement room. I think that's the secret room. And then there's the upper, the top room up there. And it's very, very nice. It's just outrageous what the city is doing or the village is doing in this particular case. It's outrageous but not unexpected. Because this is what these bureaucrats do. Your property is not actually your property to do as you please with. It is the city's bureaucrats, apparently. In this case, it could very easily be extrapolated that if these parents don't pay their daily fines of $150 or tear this thing down, then the city could probably put a lien on their home, if not actually just take it from them outright, and put these people and their kids out on the street. Now, is that a solution that is acceptable to those of you out there that are okay with the idea of controlling people's property?
If you don't think he'll be put on the street, let me run down the scenario for you. What's the gentleman's name, the father here?
Tom Edinger.
Okay, Tom Edinger decides, you know what, the city doesn't have any right to tell me what structure I can build on my own property. I'm not going to listen to them. I'm not going to take this down, and I'm not going to pay their stupid little fine.
Okay.
So the bureaucrats, they don't do anything. They just let the – every day goes by.
Mine's going to build up and build up.
$30,
$145.
$150 a day. $150 a day racks up day after day, week after week, month after month. It's probably 2 years go by, mm-hmm. and you're talking some phenomenal amount of money that I –
Eventually, it'll be worth more than the mortgage.
Right. At which point, at some point, between halfway the amount of the mortgage and, the whole mortgage, they decide, we want our money. It's our money, and we're going to sell this property on foreclosure.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to go to the county court steps, and they're going to auction it off, and people are going to bid for it, and somebody's going to buy it. And then that person's going to think to themselves, now I own this property. Now, Tom's still going to live in the house. Now, I don't know what the scenario would be, and I don't know why Tom would leave, but, either Tom's going to leave, or he's going to say, I'm not leaving. And then, at which point, somebody's trespassing. Tom is, according to the law.
Yeah.
And the cops will be called.
And he'll leave if he leaves as a poor man at that point.
He'll either leave as a poor man or in a casket. One of the two.
Yeah, he will have lost all of the value in his home because of these violent people that we call the government. Here's what the director of administration for the city of Brookfield has to say, the bureaucrat. They're temporary structures. Municipalities don't require such play facilities, whether they're store-bought they don't regulate such play facilities, whether they are store-bought or handmade. He says that the city of Brookfield directs only that they be placed a minimum of about 25 feet from lot lines. Wauwatosa Chief Building Inspector David Wheaton said that technically if they span more than 150 square feet, they're supposed to get a permit. But he adds, I've never seen a permit for a play structure in the 28 years I've been here. So I guess what they're doing is they're playing off some of the bureaucrats in other municipalities to the bureaucrats in this particular one. So the other ones are saying, oh, this wouldn't be a big deal if you lived here. But he adds, continuing here, it's nearly the same thing in Mequon, where officials could remember only one person getting a permit for a playhouse larger than 150 square feet. Waukesha inspectors once rejected plans a resident presented for a two-story playhouse and made the family lop off the second floor. Why? Because they can.
Right, because that second floor is dangerous somehow.
In Germantown, where rules are silent about play structures, village officials got involved when neighbors complained about a two-story clubhouse being built in a subdivision's common green space. Village officials ordered that the house be moved onto the family's own property, but they didn't restrict the ritzy fort itself, which an inspector said was built by a carpenter and likely cost about $20,000. The wood frame house on a risen platform had a deck, loft, balcony, windows, and siding, shingled roof, and electricity. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants, but we're trying to make sure things are safe, Tom Downing, the Germantown electrical inspector, said. Elm Grove's codes don't specifically mention play sets and houses, but that could change. Village plan commissioners are drafting language to detail what residents must do to erect all but the smallest and most portable structures and swing sets. They might set a 15-foot height limit, higher than the 10 feet allowed for sheds, so most retail jungle gyms would be allowed. Isn't that kind of them? Officials say they want to prevent neighborhood conflicts about encroaching monstrosities. You know what? How hard is it, as someone who's concerned about what their neighbors are going to do with their property, how hard is it to just go and move into a deed-restricted neighborhood? Then you can have all kinds of regulations placed on your neighbors and you. And that, if that makes you feel good, if that gets you all excited, then you should go and do that. But how dare you? How dare you tell me what I can do with my property, especially when it comes to, my kids? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D, the numeral 2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%.
Buy your Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil at Advance, NAPA, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Pep Boys. Aggressive driving's want outrageous, make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the five states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Likas. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. That includes updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com will be the place to get signed up. That's updates. freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. For SACL CAI.
You know, I was thinking about SACL yesterday, as a matter of fact, and, you know, there's this guy, you know, that runs SACL. I'm not going to reveal his name. He likes to be somewhat anonymous, but he's a real stand for liberty. He really believes in liberty to the point that he's advertising on the show has never gotten one single customer out of it.
I don't know if that's good to say, Mark.
But he's got an odd. His business isn't exactly designed for Free Talk Live, and
it's not a general audience.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a very general audience. It isn't based.
If we had a business show, then it'd probably work
that was
better.
Aimed at business owners or something like that, it'd be much smarter place to advertise.
Yeah.
And to the best of my knowledge, maybe he has gotten somebody, but to the best of my knowledge, he's never gotten anybody out of it, and he still supports the show because he believes in freedom and liberty. So I'm just impressed with the guy.
He's a hell of a dude.
Yep. And so if you can think of anybody that you know.
Yeah, send him a referral. They don't have to be a listener. If you know somebody that is in, you know, has some collections problems, let them know about SACL.
Mm-hmm.
Send them their way. So 800-259-9231 is our number. Just a few more thoughts on the Elk Grove situation. This from, the Milwaukee area, the JS Online reporting that there's a family that has gone ahead and built a two-story fort, a playhouse, for their kids. And the city or the town has come along and ordered them to remove it because they didn't go through the permitting process. And so now they're going to get charged $150 a day if the fort isn't removed by a certain point in time, the end of August. Now, the guy, the dad in this particular case, points out that he did look through the, in 2005, before he built this thing, he did search through the village's website, did not find any rules in regards to playhouses, and called and was told to wait because rules were being drafted. He went ahead and built it anyway. 2 years later, someone complained. So there you go, Mark. It was 2 years.
Two years that thing's been up.
Right. And what kind of a person do you have to be to complain about this?
A nosy one.
What sort of a low-life, busybody scumbag do you have to be to complain about a children's fort being built on their property? It's just bewildering to me to even imagine people that think this way, but they're out there. Do you know one of them? Do you have a busybody neighbor story? 800-259-9231. So they're writing up some rules for the, you know, for playhouses. And here's what the village zoning and planning bureaucrat has to say for himself. It's challenging, says Austin Ike. Oftentimes communities take a laissez-faire, a hands-off approach. I think it's clear that such an approach in the long term is not going to be acceptable to the Elm Grove community. This is a community that expects a certain amount of definition, if you will, expects some guidance on these issues. Currently, that guidance is silent, so I believe we're responding to a need. Really? Oh, they're really just clamoring for this, huh? Clamoring for all these rules to follow?
I can understand why people want rules in their communities. But really, if you want restrictive rules that keep people from building playhouses for their kids, you need to move into a deed-restricted community. You don't need to bother everyday people who have kids and they drive around commercial vehicles and they might want to park a boat in their yard. This is just ridiculous.
You little people, you need some guidance. You know, those other areas, they can get away with their laissez-faire operations, but we need to give you people guidance. So look to me. I am the bureaucrat who knows all. I see everything. When it comes to property, you just come to me and I'll tell you what to do.
You know, and the idea that city bureaucrats, not bureaucrats necessarily, it might be an elected official for all I know, but, these people are in any way more qualified than you or I.
I have a 4-year degree from the University of Milwaukee, so I am clearly more qualified than you peons.
The professor that taught you had quite a bit more, but I still say he's an empty-headed dolt. All right? When it comes to my property, I know what's best, not some bureaucrat. And I can decide what's best for my property. And that's the way it should be.
Yep, it sure should, but it's not that way. And I wish we could change this. You know, if anything good comes out of all this, because, by the way, the father in this case says that he likely won't take the village to court, even though in the past another family had done that and won, he says, I've kind of resigned myself to take it down. We do have some other property in another county where I could move it to. So, you know, he's given in, thrown in the towel.
What else is he going to do?
You're right. I mean, he's most
take it to court.
Right.
At which point, the judge and jury will say, "Well, yes, in fact, there is a law in the books that says you can't do it, and because that's what the law says, screw whether the law is right or wrong. Since that's what the law says, it's okay. Since some elected official who was elected by not all of the people, but by the people who decided to go out and vote in a local election, said that this was the way things are supposed to be, and it wasn't even all the people that voted in the local election. It's just the majority of them. So some percentage, like." Oh, I don't know, 3% of the population voted for this person? I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems ridiculous to me.
But if anything good comes out of this, it'll hopefully be that, you know, Mr. Ettinger will take his kids aside, because it looks like he's got at least a couple of them, and he'll take his kids aside and, you know, give them a little talking to, give them a little explanation, because inevitably they're going to want to know, Daddy, why are you taking down our fort? And so then he'll get to explain to them, well, son, you see, there are these people. They're very, very bad people. They're called bureaucrats, and they believe that they own our property. And the reality is they do. We're all slaves to these people, and they can tell us what to do. And if we don't do it, they're going to hurt Daddy. Now, since Daddy doesn't want to get hurt, we're going to go ahead and comply with their demands. But, you know, then sort of, you know, go through the explanation for his young lad and daughter, and, you know, let them know that it's not Dad's fault. It's some stranger. Just a disgusting story. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Kevin in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, you're against that business with the Brown family?
Am I against the business with the Brown family?
With the Ed and Elaine there?
When you say am I against it, I'm not sure what you mean, but I am in favor of what Ed and Elaine are doing.
What I mean.
Yes.
And against what the federal government's trying to do.
Of course, sir, yes.
And they said that they've shut the power off to them a couple times?
The power is currently off at the Browns' house. They are having intermittent phone service, and there doesn't appear to be any sort of a standoff brewing this time. According to witnesses in the area, there are no federal agents surrounding the property at this point. But nonetheless, there are a number of extra people that have made it out to the Browns household, and they are also joining the Browns out there and preparing for what appears to be inevitable at this point. The feds continue to insinuate that they aren't going to make a move, that they aren't going to use violence. So that's where everything currently stands. And I am in support of the Browns. They've been out to their house. Of course, we're talking about Ed and Elaine Brown. And thank you for the call and the question, Kevin, who are currently holed up waiting for the feds to raid them over taxes. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. That includes the wiki, over 1,350 pages, created by listeners just like you. It's like a listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
800-259-9231. We go to the phones, to the fun, the show about your calls. Let's talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about business and how it would be more profitable for them to provide health insurance.
You say, okay, like to employees, you mean?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Now, I know that because of the current health care system, the way it is, the government puts a lot of restrictions and a lot of things on what they have to have in the plan.
Right.
So this would benefit the health insurance companies if they lowered the cost of the plans so that way the businesses could buy them, so that way the businesses could provide health insurance for their workers, say like McDonald's, for instance. McDonald's, I'm not sure if they offer a health care program, but if they do, it's probably pretty expensive and not very good.
Hmm.
So if they offered a less expensive alternative and a pretty decent one, then that would take more people off of the welfare system. So right. And if more so you're people saying are that, off of the welfare system, it's cyclical.
Right. So you're saying that if the government reduces its level of regulation on the healthcare industry, they would be able to charge less to the businesses and thereby pass the – and the businesses would pass those savings on to the employees.
Well, not even necessarily that. Now, if the healthcare people themselves were to, say, just plain lower the prices, now, at first, they would take a hit. But, you know, eventually it would become cyclical where they would be making more money because more people would be buying their product.
Well, maybe they can only lower their prices so much, though. I mean, I'm not in the business.
Right.
I don't know what their margins are like. But, I mean, I imagine there's a fair amount of offerings out there that businesses could choose from. So perhaps the prices are at market level based on how much regulation these guys have to jump through and their what that does to their overhead.
But I mean, and they would be taxed less. I mean, as every business is overtaxed, everyone's overtaxed. But, you know, the businesses would be less taxed because there would be less people on welfare where most of that money is going to. So they would be making profit in turn.
Well, I'm all for reducing regulations. I think that if you drastically reduce regulations on the industry, then they would have that extra, you know, maneuvering room to where they could lower their prices if necessary. Because I know that here in New Hampshire, when I moved up from Florida, just on my car insurance, and I haven't gone through getting health insurance yet, but I plan on it in the future. But my car insurance dropped $100 every half a year. So I'm saving $200 a year just from moving from one state to another. And you know that has a lot to do with the fact that there's just less regulation here in New Hampshire than there is in Florida. I mean, what else could it be?
I mean, does New Hampshire mandate health insurance? Or I'm not, sorry, car insurance?
No, it does not.
No, Illinois does.
Yeah, I don't know how many
states do.
Yeah, I think most of them do. I'm not sure how many don't, but believe it or not, people still have car insurance, even though it's not mandated. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Have you heard about this poll that came out today, the LA Times Bloomberg poll?
Is this the one where they excluded Ron Paul?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm, funny, isn't it?
I am so furious.
Now, as I understand it, didn't they include every other so-called second-tier candidate?
I can read you the exact question that's asked right here.
Okay.
It says, if the Republican primary or caucus for president were being held in your state today, and the candidates were Senator Sam Brownback from Kansas, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
Oh, no need to read all the names. We believe you. I don't want to give them any more publicity.
But it has two people they've even declared, includes Gingrich and Thompson. These guys aren't even in the race yet, and they exclude, obviously, Ron Paul, who is just kicking butt online, and they want to discredit as much as possible.
Yep.
I was so furious. I'm not someone to really ever believe in any of this sort of idea of the conspiracies or whatever else, but, I mean, this is bold-faced right here. This is incredible.
Yeah, makes you wonder.
This isn't a conspiracy. This is just all either they're trying to shut Ron out, or they're scared to death of getting spammed.
But wait, when you say they are trying to shut Ron out,
LA Times.
Doesn't that sound kind of conspiratorial?
The LA Times. It's their poll. It's clear what they did. They excluded Ron Paul. What would be the reason for that?
The most ironic thing then is then they put off onto the side a little column. It says, poll, now it's your turn. Cast your vote in our unscientific poll for your favorite Republican candidate or non-candidate for president. And there they include Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So they can justify, if he does great here, that, that was the unscientific one.
Yeah, it's a mess. And it's really sad what's going on out there. But luckily, Ron Paul continues on undeterred from the media blackout that is currently going on. I believe he's going to be on the Colbert Report tomorrow night. So that's good.
Yeah, he's supposed to be on the 14th, I think it is. I have to double check.
Now, they pretty much grill anybody that comes on that show. So it's a roast, basically. So it should be interesting to see how Ron handles that. He's been pretty affable so far. And, I don't know if a lot of Colbert's jokes will go over his head because Ron's a pretty smart guy. And so we'll see if he catches them and how he handles all that. But nonetheless, I don't know. There's no point in despairing. I guess all you can do is write them and complain about it.
Yeah, I called them. I left messages. I told them it was disgusting.
I doubt you'll hear back from them, but...
No, the only thing that is of somewhat unique interest about this poll is that it involves the name Bloomberg, who has said himself that he might consider running independently. And so if there's any sort of conspiracy explanation here is that Bloomberg may want to try and cut out someone who could actually challenge him intellectually so he can go up against people like Giuliani and whomever else you want to put on the list there.
Well, it's sad news, and I appreciate you shining some light on it, because I wasn't even going to bother talking about it. It's just, you know, it's just yuck.
All right.
It's gross. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It is a total, almost total media blackout. These people will do anything they can get away with to exclude Ron Paul from the from any sort of discussion or inclusion in official polls. I mean, how despicable. How shifty. How strange. And you know, is it a conspiracy? Is this something coming down from the top level? Or was just, I mean, it couldn't have been, they couldn't have just accidentally left Ron Paul out. This had to be on purpose. You don't leave one of the candidates out when you know who all 10 of them are, especially when you're adding in some alternative candidates.
Well, you know, it's clearly a conspiracy. Somebody conspired to leave Ron Paul off.
Right, but how high does this conspiracy go up? Was it just the news director that made this decision? Is he under orders from his bosses to not include Ron Paul in coverage as much as possible? How's it work behind the scenes? If you work in the news industry, love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Well, let's continue with the calls. It's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. Oh, you're right. This is despicable what they're doing to Ron Paul. But this is something I'm really getting worried about. We have a lot of people here getting sick, and the hospital doesn't know what to do. And it's funny that you go outside and your throat starts burning and your chest starts burning. And somebody thought that it could be this genetic pollen.
Genetic pollen?
Yeah, the Monsanto has genetically changed the plants. The crops, and they said it's killing the bees and everything.
Yeah.
And but I called the hospital. They said other people have been coming away. They said they don't even know what to do. This is scary.
I don't know. You know, it certainly sounds questionable. I don't know what to tell you, Paula. I mean, stay inside.
Well, the thing is, we need to have people, you know, to find out what is going on. I mean, if this is what's causing it, what are we going to do?
Mm,
I mean, my husband got pretty bad. I went outside, and all of a sudden, my throat just started burning.
Maybe you should wear one of those Michael Jackson masks, you know, the little operating room masks that they wear.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, I mean, everybody can't do it because they said other people coming in, you know, to the hospital with it.
Maybe the mask company has released some toxins in the air in order to spur sales. Thanks for the call, Paula. 800-259-9231. They weren't selling enough hospital masks, so they, you know, figured they'd poison everyone. It's possible, isn't it? Maybe not.
I don't know. My lungs aren't burning when I go outside.
That's because we're in beautiful New Hampshire, and she's in awful Florida. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Although we do ask you voluntarily support the show by heading on over to our store and doing a little bit of shopping. Get some Free Talk Live-related merchandise, like Free Talk Live beanie hat, the brand-new Free Talk Live ladies T-shirt, Free Marketeer T-shirt. We've got a variety of different Free Talk Live-branded clothing products, including the brand-new hoodies and more. But we've also got an item that's a little unusual for the store. It's the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. Less than $60. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It's a flash drive at the same time, which means you can store any sort of computer files you'd like on it. And it's also a voice recorder. So carry it with you, and if you get pulled over by the cops, you know, let them know you're recording the scene. There's all that rolled into one, plus an FM tuner, all for less than $60 for sale right now at store.freetalklive.com. We're going to go unscreened to the amplifier line. Who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. It's Brian from Colorado.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I haven't been listening, but hope this is not a big hot topic, because I need to change it.
Well, what is it?
Well, we got this canyon right next door to us, and it's a 2-lane dirt road, and it's really raining right now.
Mm.
And when it really rains, you know, we're in the desert, so when it really rains here in Colorado, we get a lot of these flash floods.
Got it.
So there's this canyon, and there's a big, there's a river that's usually just a babbling brook, but it's a pretty whitewater type thing now. Well, I come home today, and there's all the rescue guys, you know, the local firefighter guys, I said, what's happening? And the guy said, oh, somebody ended up on the wrong side of a creek. So they couldn't get back over because the bridge was built by the county, and so it washes out every year.
Mm.
So they're on the wrong side. You know, the flash floods come up. Well, I said, what are you going to do? He says, oh, we're gonna bring out the chopper. I said, are they hurt? No, they can walk. It's just, you know, they can't get across this river, which you could get across the river.
So it wasn't there wasn't current in the river that would pull them away and drown them?
Well, you'd have to jump maybe 5 feet. I mean, if it's older people, okay. You know, you have to make a little jump at one point. But the point is, I said, so you're going to bring out the medevac to, you know, move these people, okay? Yeah, you know, that's what we do. And I'm looking at them right now. The helicopter is about to land on our property.
Right.
Can't imagine what this helicopter costs.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But it's fun. It's fun for the rescue guys to bring it out, and you know everybody gets a ride. Everybody gets a ride on a helicopter.
Right.
That'll be good. Exactly. I've never been on a helicopter.
There's 20 rescue guys up there for I don't know how many, you know, thousand hikers there are to protect. But the point is here that up it's about 1.2 miles on the other side of the stream is the Ranger Visitor Center for this state park, and it's all high trails. All they would have to do is bring one of the ranger guys would have to walk, you know, from the ranger station down, pick these people up, and just guide them back.
So
it would have taken two rangers, no helicopter, no rescue, no, you know, $20,000 per project here.
So the rangers could just walk to the area where they are, take them to a different area on that same side where there's a different bridge?
No, there's no bridge at all. On that side, well, there's a huge bridge by the freeway, you know, but that's, you know, mm-hmm. several miles down. You can get out there. You can drive easily up to the ranger station, get out and walk for 1.2 miles back to where we are, pick up those people, and walk them back.
Got it. So this completely was unnecessary, helicopter rescue effort.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not their money, right?
That's exactly right.
Toys, like Mark said.
Oh, my goodness.
The guys get to play with their toys, and it'll be fun.
And we all get to pay for it.
And we all get to pay for it. Now, you know, if these people have any money, they might be asked to, you know, contribute some money to the rescue. Yeah, you know.
Does that happen? Do they ask the victims to do that sort of thing? So-called victims.
It's the fire department that's doing this. And when my wife got kicked with a horse a few months ago, they were, you know, Johnny on the spot with all the, you know, town equipment. And then later, I got a bill for $1,600.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Do you think that was the full amount? Was $1,600 the full amount or only a partial?
I don't know. It was a 40 mile ambulance trip. Does that sound right? $40 a mile?
No, it doesn't.
Maybe it was more than the cost. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
You know, I've had to take friends to the hospital, and I've always driven them because I can just imagine what these ambulance costs are.
Yeah.
Well, she got kicked in the head by a 500-pound horse, and who knows if she had any internal, you know, she was passed out. So.
My goodness.
But I would have paid for that, you know, with a private, but not only am I paying the money for this, but I'm also paying, you know, funding this thing with my property taxes.
Yeah, I mean, how come that's not enough? How come the taxes aren't enough? Why do they have to bill people? Taxes just aren't enough to cover all this bureaucracy?
Right, I guess.
Yuck. Disgusting. Brian, any other thoughts?
No, that's about it. We'll be drying out tomorrow, I hope.
You guys coming up to Pork Fest, right?
No, we're not going to make it for Pork Fest.
Oh,
we have some scheduling difficulties. We will be there in August, though. We're going on a college tour with my kids. We're going to see what kind of colleges y'all have to offer.
There. Lots Very of cool. Them. There's one right here in Keene, as a matter
right
of fact.
Right there in Keene, that's right.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, talking about officious bureaucrats and the wasting of money and them doing their jobs, my wife went to get her car registered in New Hampshire today.
By the way, she's late. They could charge her for that.
Well, I suppose they could, but, you know, the terminology, where do you live, is difficult to define.
Mm-hmm.
I own a home in Florida. Isn't that good enough for me living in Florida?
You would hope so.
Okay. Anyway, she went to get her car registered today.
Yes.
And, you know, she had been putting it off, didn't want to do it, and for whatever reason. So she
good
goes
girl.
In there. She calls ahead. Says
she shouldn't have.
She did. She calls ahead and asks all the things that she needs to bring. So she brings all the little
good
pieces
idea.
Of paper, the title, the you know, some proof of residency, that kind of thing. They want to make sure that you live here. Couldn't register a car here if you didn't live here, right?
Right.
So she brings all that stuff, and on the title of her car, it says her grandfather's name. I think his last name's Haushalter, so Carl Haushalter, or Laura Edge. And
It has her name on it as well?
As well. And it says or.
Got it.
Now, she had been told by some bureaucrat in Florida that that's fine. They don't need to take him off. You know, she doesn't have to pay to take him off because it's or. Well, the people in New Hampshire, they look at it and like, oh, there's two names on here. This just won't do.
Could be stolen.
And you know, they need both people's. If it was an and situation.
Is he still alive?
He is not. If it was an and situation where the husband and wife, it would be bad to go and do something without getting both people's signatures.
I see.
But it's an or situation. It's
sure.
Carl Haushalter or Laura Edge.
Makes sense to me.
So it does. And that's or is a legal term defining, you know, either party.
Yeah.
Can do this.
Right.
So the one bureaucrat asked the boss bureaucrat. The boss bureaucrat says, oh, well, we had a situation similar to this the other month, and we called the state, and the state says that you need to provide a death certificate or, you know, whatever, or get another signature, that kind of thing.
Goodness.
And so she had to come all the way home and, you know, go through, I don't know how many, it took her hours to do this, to go there, get turned down, come back. No, they don't care at all. They are the bureaucrats, and you will do what they say. So she was all upset and everything, and I just thought, par for the course.
Yeah, so now instead, maybe she'll be a little bit more open to getting the government out of car registration.
Well, I don't see that it's really done any good. I mean, what's the point in registering a car here, registering a car there? I mean, it's registered, right?
The point is that the state of New Hampshire will be able to extract more money from you this way.
Right, that's what they want to do.
Right.
So what happened?
Free state,
she finally got it done. She went and brought in a death certificate and got a death certificate and got it done.
Got it.
But so the free state, not quite free yet. Still working.
No, certainly not. Now, I need to just not actually call this the free state because it's kind of misrepresentation.
Mm-hmm.
This is the home of the free state project, wherein people are moving, thousands of liberty lovers from around the country and around the world are moving to New Hampshire for the purposes of making a more free state. But, you know, it's a little bit disingenuous to actually say free state, because it's not. It's New Hampshire.
It's unlikely that somebody who listened to the show the first time would say, oh, New Hampshire's the free state. I'm going to sign up for the free state project.
Yeah.
Off I go. Likely they would have to listen over a great period of time, and we're very clear. New Hampshire is not yet a free state. It is a state that's likely freer than the one that you're in, and working towards getting freer because the Free State Project is working on it.
You know, speaking of New Hampshire and the Free State Project and people moving to New Hampshire, just people moving in general, because people do that sort of thing for jobs and for family and for whatever other reasons, maybe loved ones, that sort of thing. Inevitably, when you move, a lot of times you'll want to get a moving company involved. And Mark, apparently you've got, coming up here in hour number two, we're trying to get to this, the 8 moving company tips, things you need to know about moving with a moving company. But real quick, from Sean in New Hampshire, he says, I agree with you that taxes are theft, but I don't enjoy the thought of spending time with Bubba in a 6x8 cell. So what do you want us to do, says Sean. And so I completely understand the concern. I mean, no one wants to spend time in jail. It's not the place I want to go. But at the same time, if enough people were to, for instance, stand together on taxes, if enough people were to refuse to pay taxes of one sort or another together and then back each other up when it comes to the government enforcing those particular situations, then they might have a little bit of leverage. Then they might be able to get a little bit of attention, and who knows, maybe the government would back down. We're certainly going to experiment with that up here in New Hampshire, and if you want to sit back and watch, you're welcome to.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.